This episode is brought to you by Iams Pet Food. When you choose Iams dry dog or cat food, you can see a difference in your pet with your own eyes. Healthy energy in 5 days, healthy digestion in 10 days, and healthy skin and coat in just 25 days. Satisfaction for you and them. Guaranteed or your money back. Feed Iams dry dog or cat food and see a visible difference. Visit Iams.com/difference to learn more.
It is Amberini here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM channel 80. Tell that smart speaker, play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson alongside Ian Fitzsimmons. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's our Dr. Pepper call line. Hit us up there if you'd like to join the show. And let's turn our attention to Monday Night Football, as he does every Monday, joining us from the Next Round Live. You find his website, lanceslocks.com. Lance Taylor joins us right now. Great to hear from you again, Lance. Coming off another huge weekend in college.
Yes, and 12-4 overall in football. But if you just focus on college, 9-2 this weekend. So heating up as we get towards the end of the college season, and coming off a 3-2 in the NFL. But we do have a side tonight that we are playing. So hopefully, going to round out the NFL and give you guys a little 4-2 after that.
All right, let's get into props, man, because you've been on fire with those the last few weeks. So start with Miami, Tua Tagovailoa tonight. He might be chucking it all over the yard if they're going to stay in this football game and win out in L.A. What's the prop you like about Tua?
Yeah, I like Tua's over 32.5 passing attempts, and I think Mike McDaniel's going to get him more and more comfortable throwing the football. And you look at Tua, 38 attempts against Arizona, going back to Jacksonville in week one. So in four starts this year against Jacksonville, had 37 attempts, 38 against Arizona. I think it's going to be in the high 30s. And right now at ESPN Bet, you can get this at 32.5, over the 32.5 minus 110. But I think there's going to be some points scored tonight. I think Tua is going to be chunking it all over the yard. So I like that over 32.5 passing attempts from Tua.
All right, well, who is he targeting, and where are we going with that? Because somebody's got to be on the receiving end of that. I like Tyreek Hill for an anytime touchdown tonight here, LT. He hasn't had one since the opening week of the year. Third week back with Tua. You hope that the progression comes. I just don't know if the Dolphins can hang in this game without Tyreek having a big one.
Yeah, I agree with you, Zeno. And you look at Tyreek, and obviously the production wasn't there when Tua was out, and it was basically zero production throwing the football with the Dolphins with Tua out. But the only 100-yard game he's had the entire season was week one against Jacksonville. But he is starting to heat up just a little bit when you like look at Tua's last two starts back, 6-72 and 4-80. And I think it's going to be more Tyreek. I like the over 77.5 receiving yards. And let's face it, with the TD, you could get that with one reception tonight. So this is one of those that, at any time, he can strike, and I do think he's going to be targeted 8 to 10 times, and I think he easily goes over the 77.5. I think this is at least another 100-yard game for him, his second of the season.
All right, Lance Taylor, host of the Next Round Live. You can check him out on his website, lanceslock.com, and follow him on Twitter, at the Lance Taylor. What about on the other side? You're a diehard Rams fan. You live, breathe, bleed with your beloved Rams, and Stafford's been playing great ball, and they're right in the mix right now in the West. Wow. So is there a prop that you like with your beloved L.A. Rams?
Well, the offensive line, Havenstein's going to be out tonight, but everybody else is back active, and it's as healthy as this offensive line has been, which gives Stafford more protection. And you look at the Dolphins, not good at getting after the quarterback. They've only got 10 sacks in the entire year, which is 31st in the NFL. Cooper Kupp's going to be obviously a huge part of this offense. He's coming off a game where he was targeted 14 times, and right now you can get Kupp's total receptions at 6.5. I'm playing the over Cooper Kupp reception, 6.5, minus 120 right now at ESPN Bet.
LT, when you look at the game itself, I also looked at the first half over because part of my logic is simply, if I'm believing in Miami here, which I am a little bit, this thing isn't going over. If it's not going over early, it's not going over late. Miami's got to have a big part of that, and guess what? I don't like the game script for Miami to play catch-up and force Tua to consistently, have to play from behind the chains here. So I looked at the first half over just believing that, guess what? I think Miami can score early, and if they do, it's going to set up nicely.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Zeno. I didn't play this total, but if I played it, I mean, first half, four game right now at 48.5. Both offenses have played so much better with obviously Cooper, Puka coming back for the Rams, and then obviously Tua for the Dolphins. So I do like the over in this spot. So I agree with you. I would take a look at that first half over. What is it right now? 20...
I got a flat 24, so I took it. I mean, I didn't even have to worry about the extra half. So when I got the flat 24,
ooh, yeah. That's big.
I mean, the 48.5 is a big total right now. But, I think this thing does play over. I think we might have a track meet on our hands.
Lance Taylor, so. Based out of Birmingham, Alabama, the host of the Next Round Live. Follow him on Twitter, at the Lance Taylor. And you can check out his website, lanceslock.com, joining us here as he does at this time every Monday with Mark Zeno on me and Fitzsimmons. All right, LT, let's go to college football quickly. How much, if at all, did Kalen DeBoer and the Crimson Tide shut up a vocal minority of people that are, shall we say, you know, hey, daddies are also your uncles in Alabama, because, man, the natives were restless around him, and he went in and beat the hell out of LSU. How much did he shut some people up?
It was really quiet today, and it's a good question because, you know, coming out of the bye with two losses, obviously it was an elimination game of sorts in Baton Rouge on Saturday night.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I think if he absorbed that third loss, it was going to be a lot of told you so. This guy doesn't belong in the SEC. He doesn't know what he's doing. And it was a weird game, though. Like, you know, they could have won that game 60-7. I mean, that was a complete domination, 42-13. I don't think was, it seemed worse than that. And it's just weird, like Jalen Milroe, when we saw Alabama at their best in that first half against Georgia, he was running wild. And then there was a theory out there that, you know, Jalen Milroe had been told that you're going to make your money showing what you can do in the pocket. And he seemed a little hesitant, especially against Tennessee. And completely different on Saturday night in Tiger Stadium, where he averages over 15 yards per carry, completely gashing that defense. I don't know about you guys, and I'm not saying it because this is where I originate out of and because we cover the team, but that team that I saw Saturday night, and, you know, going back to the first half against Georgia, that might be the best team in college football. So I think it has shut critics up for a little bit. And you know, you look at what's coming up. Mercer, Oklahoma, Auburn, they're going to be double-digit favorites in all three of those games. So they should get to a college football playoff now at 10-2. And, you know, if they heat up at the right time, and this defense, by the way, over the last eight quarters has given up 13 total points. So defense continues to play like that with Milroe, watch out.
Lance, I got to ask you, you know, as the lines came out for this week, speaking of Georgia, that is a fat number that they are laying at home against Tennessee, 9 points.
Woo!
After getting shellacked. Now, you know, I don't know how you do this. My numbers would have been 7.5. So I think it's a little thick, but this feels like it sets up as one of those prime pros versus Joes game, and Tennessee is going to be the square dog this week that the public's going to be loving getting all those points. But this feels like a pound of flesh game for the Georgia Bulldogs at home.
Boy, you are a wise man. I said the exact same thing earlier today. I was like, you're still getting the benefit of the Georgia brand. 9 is too many to me. Should have been set at 7. I think a touchdown is about right. But I do agree. I think the public's going to be all over this Tennessee team because when you look at the defense, look, they haven't played any great offenses. Alabama, really, really good offense. So I guess I do have to include them. It was kind of a weird game plan. Again, Milroe wasn't running the football in Knoxville. But this Tennessee defense through 9 games has yet to give up 20-plus in any game. And the previous 4 teams to do that have all won a national championship. I don't think Tennessee's balanced enough offensively. And we'll see. Nico's supposed to play. Left the game at halftime with an undisclosed upper body injury. So I think he's going to be fine. But Tennessee's defense is legitimate. The way Carson Beck is struggling right now, they really haven't found playmakers like they've had in the past with Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey. This could be a really, really interesting game for Georgia. I cannot imagine Georgia absorbing a third regular season loss. This Tennessee defense is legitimate.
No doubt about it. That defensive front is nasty, man. All right, if you're just tuning in, LT is going with Tua over 32.5 passing attempts. Tyreek Hill over 77.5 receiving yards. Cooper Kupp over 6.5 receptions. That one minus 120 right now on ESPN Bet. LT, as we turn you loose, 30 seconds on this one. You have a daughter. I got two daughters, man. I'm a girl dad. You know, Zeno's got is a girl dad. If you're storming the field, kids, and you're I thought you were a girl, Dad.
No, twin boys. Twin boys.
Twin boys, go the opposite way. Your kids would love this when they get to be teenagers or going to college. If you are a girl, Dad, advise your kids, if you're storming the field and you're in a sundress and jumping a fence, have self-awareness.
just don't do it. Just don't do it. It's a disaster.
LT, my third field storm at Ole Miss, right? I mean, and I've had two earlier this year. This was the third one this season alone. Self-awareness, kids. Do yourself a favor. That's all I'm saying, LT. There we go. I think we all know what
I
mean.
Yeah, I know they like to dress up now. You can go with the leggings if you're going to do the field storm. I agree with you.
You're the best, LT. Let's cash a ticket. Take it to the window, man. Thanks as always. Talk to you next
week. Let's win.
That's it.
See you, boys.
Thank you, boss. And hey, again, self-awareness. It ain't hard. Think about it.
No, it's not.
Right.
But,
thank you.
Again, you're asking college kids to make smart decisions that are in their best interest.
Our associate producer, Rachel Robinson, right now is just shaking her head like, yes, self-awareness.
Always. Always.
So, there you go. It's not hard. Not hard.
All right, up next, did the NFL screw one team more than all the other 31? I think they did. I'll tell you who it is next. Amber Dean on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold, cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneyline, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
This is Amber Indians.
180!
Football questions from veterans.
Hi, my name is Tom Coble. I was a sergeant with the United States Marine Corps. And my question is involving with the discipline or lack thereof with the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. Between Pickens and his antics at the sidelines and on the field with JPJ and Jones with their constant offsides, face masks, all those other penalties that we're getting. What should be done? What could be done to rectify this issue we've been having?
Happy Veterans Day to everybody from Amber and Ian here on ESPN Radio. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. We are underway on Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. You know, it's one of those things here, Ian, where the Steelers are a team that has always been physical, but they're also disciplined. It's not like they're erratic. It's not like, you know, you see Mike Tomlin teams be very mistake prone. And yes, George Pickens probably has a little bit more extra hot sauce than most people on things that he does, but I mean, do you see anything wrong with what the Steelers do?
And look, again, full respect to all of our veterans. You know, you being an Army colonel, James Steele, our producer, an Air Force vet. God bless all of you for serving our country and allowing us to be idiots every now and then when we want to and be good Americans. Pittsburgh had 5 penalties yesterday. I just went and looked at the game book, right? 5. That's it. I mean, I think if you went to any NFL head coach and you told them, Mark, you're going to have 5 penalties in a game that you win, every one of them would probably go, I'll take it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
100%. So, was one of them ill-timed? Yeah. But, I mean, time of possession. I mean, you look at that game yesterday, and let's just dive into Russell Wilson, where I was a football fool. I was wrong. I could not have been more incorrect. Where, you know, Mike Tomlin and these coaches, it's like Rhett Lashley at SMU, right? Where you have Preston Stone, who played really well at quarterback for him last year. Well, Rhett Lashley made a very difficult decision, and that is benching Stone for Jennings. And right now, SMU is the best team in the ACC. Mike Tomlin had to make a decision. You have Justin Fields at 4-2 playing quarterback and starting for your squad while Russell Wilson was hurt. Well, I mean, hey, we're not there. Lashley sees every rep, right? Tomlin sees every rep, whether it's college or pro football, and they have more of a sense than we all do. We have opinions, but, man, these guys are it's not an educated guess. That this is what they see every single day. And to make that switch from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson, I understand they played 2 New York teams, which should count for half a win. But anyway, those guys are on scholarship also, right? They're getting paid. They're professionals. Bottom line is they're scoring, you know, 10 more points per game. They are undefeated with Russell Wilson as their starting quarterback, and I could not have been more incorrect. Mike Tomlin is an NFL ninja. He is a football genius. I'm a football fool. And here you go, man. They're right now one of the best teams in the NFC. Offensively, defensively, special teams, they're that good, Mark, in my opinion.
By the way, Dolphins already up 7-0, 2 minutes and 59 seconds.
Come on with it.
Malik Washington, an 18-yard touchdown run on a end-around. So quickly they are moving. All right, speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, Mike Tomlin is never one to complain publicly about anything. That said, the NFL screwed the Pittsburgh Steelers and did it hard with the schedule that they put for them. It is week 10 in the NFL. The Steelers have not played a division game yet. Not one.
A lot of people don't realize that, by the way. Great point.
Of their division games in the final 8 weeks, starting next week with the Ravens, their next 4 games, home versus the Ravens, at the Browns, at the Bengals, home for the Browns. Not only that, they have one of these games on a short week because after the Ravens, they play Thursday night against Cleveland. They have a second game on a short week because after they go back to Baltimore in week 16, they play 4 days later on Christmas. Not only that, oh, by the way, they play a Saturday and then they play Wednesday for Christmas. So, my God, the idea that you could put division games.
they might need that guy.
That they would play all 6 division games on the back end of your seasons where you're the most hurt, you're the most unhealthy. This is a scheduling and 4 straight division games, no less. Like, that's your entire season. If you go 1-3 there, you're dead. You're dead.
Let me ask you this, Mark, because every NFL assistant coach, every NFL head coach, and every NFL scout that I talk to, getting ready for college football, they cannot stand when they have division games in the first 2 weeks of the season because they aren't calloused. The preseason is non-existent anymore. So the first 2 weeks of the regular season, they're almost like your real old-school first 2 weeks of preseason football. And when you have division games there, they hate it. They cannot stand it. They despise it to a man. Now you're talking about backloaded and all. Which way would you want it? Would you want two division games early in the year or backloaded late in the season? Because I know which I'll wait. I would prefer it backloaded when I know what I do or do not have in a team.
That's fair. I understand your point about not playing a division game in the first 2 weeks, but to put all six division games
that's
at the end of the
insane.
Year. And then, oh, by the way, there are two non-division games in the final eight. Just happen to be at the Eagles and home for the Chiefs. I mean, my God. Now, look, the front end of their schedule, the Falcons, who are, you know, average. Broncos with a rookie quarterback. Colts, who are a mess. Cowboys have been a mess. Raiders, Jets, Giants. Like, okay, you didn't exactly get murderer's row there. But this is an unbalanced – like, the NFL has to do better at balancing these schedules. Like, it is crazy.
You can't have that many division games in the back end of one schedule.
You absolutely can't. Yeah. There should be some measure of you have to have at least two division games in either the first half or the second half. However you put the
Agreed.
Other two out, how nobody brought this up and nobody talked. I don't know if they did in Pittsburgh. I'm not listening to all the yinzers out there in Pittsburgh and, you know, what they're screaming on Sports Talk Radio at 93.7 The Fan over in Pittsburgh. But, I mean, just in general, it's like, my God, how is any of this remotely fair to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Nobody else has this. Every team in the league right now has played at least two division games. Everybody. Most teams have played three. Some teams have played four.
But
I lied. I'm sorry. The Chicago Bears are the only other team without a division game. So they also will play their six division games. That is just a bad scheduling quirk.
By the way, Mark, you know who... One man who's not going to allow his team to complain about it?
Of course. It's Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Does not matter. It is a nameless, faceless opponent. Turn the film on, start, stop, and let's go kick somebody's butt. That's Mike Tomlin's attitude.
Now,
and
again,
it's infectious.
It is. That said, I mean, you know, they have the fortunate position of taking on the Ravens first at home, you know, and look, the Browns and the Bengals aren't exactly world beaters at this point in time, but still, I mean, I've never seen anything like this in all my years covering the league. Never once. So very, very, very tough for them to deal with.
All right.
Okay.
Let's bring in one of the best head coaches in college football.
Absolutely. Kalani Sitake joining us next here. It's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 8.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
The late, great Toby Keith right there on Veterans Day. God bless all of you, including our man James Steele, Air Force vet, Mark Zeno, my co-host tonight, Army vet. God bless every single one of you here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, here on Veterans Day, here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Let's bring in a man who he respects our vets, and he's a heck of a football coach. Kalani Sitake, head coach of the undefeated BYU Cougars, returns here to ESPN Radio here on the ESPN app. And Kalani, thanks for your time as always. Look, you're going up against a guy in a rivalry game. You haven't swapped paint in a few years. Utah BYU, an underrated, underappreciated rivalry, not just in college football, but in all of sports. But you and Kyle Whittingham are great friends. You coached under him at Utah. You played at BYU. He's a great friend. What's it like going into a game like that in one of the biggest rivalries in football?
Yeah, and just having that background of being a fan, growing up a BYU fan and cheering for guys like Kyle Whittingham as a player, and then being I have an opportunity to work under Lavelle Edwards and play for Lavelle, and then get hired by Kyle and get to work there at Utah for 10 years. The connection has been unbelievable. It goes into my family. My older brother played at Utah while me and my little brothers were playing here at BYU. So I had a sister that went to Utah. So there's a very connected. Most rivalries, you don't even see the other side as much. This one is a rivalry that goes into households and splits households up for that one game. And, it feels crazy going against your mentor, but like we all learned from Lavelle and from Kyle, from Andy Reid, that you go in there doing your best, focus on the players and whatever happens, happens. But afterwards, you're always going to have respect and love and appreciation for each other. That's just what happened this last weekend.
I mean, those three names you just rattled off. Folks, let that sink in. I mean, he played and coached under Lavelle Edwards, you know, coached under Kyle Whittingham, coached for, and you also invoked the name Andy Reid. What have you taken from those three remarkable head coaches that you use to this day?
Oh man, so much. And the to be able to be mentored by wonderful men, and Kyle, you know, our background, I mean, he taught me a lot of things when I was young in the business, and I was a captain for Lavelle, and I admire a lot of what he did. And it's crazy. Lavelle was here at BYU for so long that he coached Kyle Whittingham. He coached Andy Reid, and he coached me. And then, they're definitely older than I am, but you look at we speak the same language because we are all in the same program. And that's what happens when you have a head coach that stays in the same place for 30 years. And then now you look at all the people that have come from Lavelle, Kyle being one of them, and then you look at Kyle's his own coaching tree and the people Woo. He's been able to mentor. It's pretty impressive. I mean, you have Steve Sarkisian, who is a player for Lavelle Edwards, that's out there. You have all these. So the influence of Lavelle is out there, and the influence of Kyle Whittingham is out there in the NFL and in college football. So it's a pretty impressive thing to see, and that's probably why there's a lot of people that felt the way you did when we were playing this game over the weekend, that it was kind of hard for them to know who to cheer for. But there's also a lot of others that know who they're cheering for and have respect for the others regardless of the outcome of the game.
The head coach of the BYU Cougars, undefeated in a top 10 team, Kalani Sitake, here with us on ESPN Radio. And Mark Zeno, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Kalani, Utah Athletic Director Mark Holland was very, shall we say, opinionated as to the officiating at the end of the game. Give it a listen.
This game was absolutely stolen from us. We were excited about being in the Big 12, but tonight I am not. We won this game. Someone else stole it from us. Very disappointed. I will talk to the commissioner. This was not fair to our team. I'm disgusted by the professionalism of the officiating crew tonight.
Kalani, I know you saw it after. You heard it there. Your reaction?
Yeah, I'm more focused on the game itself and what happened, and I have to give a lot of credit to the players on the field. They had a battle. It was on both sides. Utah's players and BYU's players, they had an amazing battle back and forth, and it came down to the very end. Just like this game does quite a bit in the history of its rivalry, these games come down to a few plays, and that was evident in this game over the weekend, and I know a lot of emotions get into it, but I think the thing I'm going to appreciate the most is the energy and the physical part of the game that was spent on the field. You could see it on film as I watched it, and man, I have a lot of appreciation for those young men that were on the field that battled it out and had a great game, and I was just really fortunate that it worked out in our favor.
Game-winning kick. You know, my brother coaches special teams. He's now with the Seattle Seahawks with Jay Harbaugh, coaching teams out there for Coach McDonald. What's that like as a head coach when it's a game-winning kick? So take us through the range of emotions, like where you're lining up, snap, hold, execution, toe meets leather, and the ball's in the air. What's that range of emotions that a head coach goes through, especially in a rivalry game with so much on the line?
Well, you know, we practice it so much, and you practice these opportunities and these situations where this is game-winning field goal, touchdown, all first down, all those things. And now we find ourselves, like, everything that we practice is coming true right now. And I always look at the players, and I love the demeanor that was in our kicker's eyes. I mean, Will Farron, he was just ready to go. He was calm, And, you know, we felt really good about it, what we've seen from him in the past, what he's done in practices, and what he's done in games. He's been through this already. We did this. We were in a situation where he needed to kick a field goal for us to go into overtime last year against Oklahoma State, and he nailed the kick. And so we felt good about his abilities. We felt good about our practice and our prep. And you just got to go out there and just live the moment and live with whatever result happens. But we knew the preparation going into it, that we were ready for it. We just needed to execute the play, and we had to find a way to protect up front, because we know they were going to come after it. And our guys made the play, man. I was really proud of our kicker and proud of the snap and the hold. I mean, all that stuff matters, and the protection. And it felt like a really good team win, and felt so we felt so good about our accomplishment that we were able to get that done. And the hard part was like, hey, we got one more play. There's 4 seconds left on the clock, so let's get back and kick this ball off and try to end the game that way. But the emotions were awesome, and it was nice when you can confirm all the work that you put into it and it comes true.
Kalani Sitake, head coach of the undefeated BYU Cougars, are on a college football playoff hunt, joining us here on ESPN Radio. That embrace with your quarterback and Jake Retzlaff, which bought best nickname in football, folks. The BYU quarterback. I mean, I need one of those T-shirts, Coach. Those are amazing. I mean, I got to go get one. That embrace you had with your quarterback, one, what do you have in him, and what was that moment like?
Well, I mean, I am so proud of him. He didn't play his best game, but you have to give credit to Utah's defense for creating some havoc. But I was so impressed with his belief in the team. I mean, this is the game that takes all three phases to do their part. And if one phase isn't doing great, you got to find ways to make up the difference in the other two. And he's bought into it. He's bought into the team. It's not just about him making his plays and getting his stats. And, you know, he's a great leader. But what I do like is when he's not on the field, he's leading on the sidelines. And I can always count on him doing that. And he's been a great example. And this is for all our seniors and our upperclassmen. He's only a junior, but the rest of our guys that are there on the sideline, they can continue to lead, man. And they give me a sense of calm and confidence when I know that our team is bought into it. And they keep reminding us and reminding each other that we've been through this, we've practiced for this, and this is our opportunity to meet this challenge. And Jake has been amazing for that. And you know, it's an unconditional leadership that I get from him, not just something that if it's going well for him, he's going to lead. This is something I can always count on him to do. And that's been something that he was raised with. And I get the benefit of having him as a leader and connecting him with the rest of our leaders. Those guys complement each other, and, man, it's just a joy for me to coach.
The head coach of the undefeated BYU Cougars are in that college football playoff hunt, joining us here on ESPN Radio. It's Kalani Sitake. And Coach, as we wrap up, what is something about this team that has surprised, impressed even you, that you didn't know about going back to camp and where we are now after week 11?
And they their belief in each other and the love that they have for each other, and that's something that's super special. I love coaching these young men. I love being around them. I don't know if it's a surprise to me, other than I just know, they love the game and they love being around each other. I mean, it's like a party that you don't want to end, and that's what I get to coach. And then these guys are together. They're going through the grind together, man. We're going through some tough practices, and they're just laughing and having a good time. And I know that winning helps that and makes it a lot more enjoyable, but these guys were doing that last year too, you know, and we didn't have the great success. I mean, we were 5-7 last year. We were going through some up and downs and going through some adversity together, but they came to practice every day with a smile on their face and a super appreciation and gratitude for this game and the opportunities that they get to play this game. And so I get to coach that, and they're raised wonderfully by their parents and their families, and it's just nice to be able to put them together and see that they're like-minded, they can connect with each other and get you some results that you can definitely be able to be motivated for.
You've known me long enough. Have you ever known me to have shall we say, not want a party to end, as you put it, right? I'm getting too old now, Coach, right? I can't be hanging out right when the paper shows up. And folks, there used to be this thing called a newspaper and show up on your doorstep. But anyway, it's a little thing in life, right? Hey, before I turn you loose, I'm going to turn you into a scout really quickly. I know you haven't played Colorado, but our crew's got Utah at Colorado coming up on Saturday here on ESPN Radio. What do you got for me, Coach? What can we expect?
I think it's going to be a great game. If you look at the parity in our conference from top to bottom, anybody can beat anybody at any time. So I have my own problems, my own concerns right now going into this matchup with Kansas, who just beat Iowa State that was ranked. You know, so I've got my own issues. But when you look at that game, I think it's going to be a really tough game. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I mean, whenever you have prime time coaching his group, and you have tons of talent, and you combine that with the matchup with Utah, I think it's going to be a great game. But I'm going to be worried about my great game on this side and doing our part. And you look at this conference, they can really get after each other. So I anticipate that's probably going to be the matchups that you're going to see all next week in the Big 12.
He's one of the best coaches, one of the best people in college football. Kalani Sitake, head coach of the undefeated BYU Cougars. Thank you so much for the time, as always, Coach. Hell of a win.
My man, thank you.
It's my pleasure. And Zeno, that dude right there will do anything for any player on his team. Man, he's just one of the great people and one of the great coaches in college football. Can't understate it. And when you doubt him, that's when they rise up and bite you right in the butt. I don't know one person that had them, including myself, above 10th in the Big 12 in preseason rankings.
No, certainly a surprise and a pleasant one at that. And a night game in Provo, Utah coming up next week, which is 18-2 straight up in their last 20 home games at night. You don't walk into Provo at night and win a football game against the BYU Cougars. All right, coming up next, the one team in the AFC that we are underrating. Who is it? We'll tell you. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No, don't. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Let's go!
This is Amber and Ian's football questions from veterans.
Hi, this is Mark. I was a senior airman in the Air Force. And my question is, as a Michigan fan, do you think Jim Harbaugh is a better NFL coach or college coach? Thanks.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, very good question. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson alongside Ian Fitzsimmons. As always, Amber and Ian is presented by the Progressive Keys to Progress program, providing cars to veterans in need. All right.
Harbaugh went out on a win streak over Ohio State, mm-hmm. Arch rival, and won a natty, undefeated. But has also gotten San Francisco, right, to a Super Bowl, to an NFC Championship game with two different quarterbacks. And right now, man, Zeno, think about this. And God bless you. God bless James Steele. Our producer, you know, you guys are veterans, and every other veteran out there on Veterans Day. And you guys allow us to do the things we do and be idiots every now and then, and give us that warm blanket of safety. When you look at what Harbaugh's done in L.A. right now, are we not talking enough about the Chargers?
No, dude, we're not.
That's a hard-nosed, blue-collar, run it down. Justin Herbert went 14 of 18 for like a buck 50, right? And one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown. 14 of 18. But they physically beat the hell out of almost every team they come in front of. Why aren't we talking more about the Chargers and what Jim Harbaugh is doing?
Because, and James isn't going to like this, because the Chiefs have like three lucky wins, and if they didn't, they would be tied atop the AFC West. Like, honestly, because there's such a gap between them and the Chiefs, right, we're not looking at them in the right manner. This is a team, and I
James Steele just leaned into the mic, so here we go. The two of you, come
James,
on.
James, do you want to go?
Come on.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
If you have some butts, we're candy and nuts.
Here we go.
The Chiefs will probably still be undefeated.
I get it. But the point is I'm making is that the perception of the Chargers is that there's still this wide chasm with the Chiefs. Remember, that game that they lost to the Chiefs, they had a 10-0 lead in. Now, granted, that was the game Rashid Rice got hurt in. But that was a defense that shut them down for pretty much two quarters. And, you know, unfortunately, they have to go back to KC to do it again. But Harbaugh has transformed.
Look, they're good,
going
man.
Into this year, we thought at Justin Herbert, oh, it's 4,500 yards passing. He's going to throw 35 touchdowns. He's changed that entire – Justin Herbert, for all of his talent, has become this year one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the league. Takes care of the football. The Chargers have the fewest turnovers of any team in the NFL. That is Jim Harbaugh's stamp on that team overall. Because for all of Herbert's, you know, passing accolades and everything else, there are some INTs that came in there that were sort of reckless. But what he's done with this team is made them such a consistent team week in and week out. And the defense and the running game, they're always going to be successful that way.
Man, Zeno, Herbert right now is completing 67% of his passes for 11 touchdowns, one INT. J.K. Dobbins, ironically, Ohio State Buckeye, playing for a Michigan Wolverine, right, as his head coach, is averaging, what, damn near 5 yards a carry. He's got six touchdowns. I mean, to your point, they in a very short period of time, Jim Harbaugh has transformed this team into a old-school, blue-collar, knock-the-ever-loving snot out of you type football team. They're in a three-game win streak, and we ain't talking about them enough.
No.
They are a legit threat in the AFC.
This is a team that is going to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs and upset somebody.
Don't disagree.
That's my prediction. I mean, you know, if they end up going – I hate to say it because it's my team. It's my second team. But, you know, if they end up going to Buffalo, I'd be worried for the Bills. They will beat the Texans in Houston if that's who they play in the first round. If they are the highest, if they are the number five seed and the Texans are the lowest division winner, that's trouble for Houston. They're going to beat that team in Houston. And I just, you know, they could possibly beat the Ravens if the Ravens end up winning that division. And they end up playing. They are a dangerous team to look out for. They're so fundamentally sound. 118 points they've allowed this year. 118. Anybody doing any math on the fewest points allowed so far in the league? Oh, it belongs to the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
That's how good that defense is.
We don't for talk all, about them
because they had the talent before. They had all that defensive talent before, but whatever the coach was, Brandon Staley, whatever the mix was of guys who were bad at it, Harbaugh's made it that much better.
Now,
it really, really is something that we need to look at.
On another note, something else we need to look at.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing putting up Christmas lights, man, already? I mean, don't disrespect the turkey. Thanksgiving is another holiday before Christmas. You can put them up. You just can't turn them on. But you're going Clark Griswold, man. I'll have the lights ready to go, but we ain't turning them on until after the bird has been devoured.
All right, real quick. I've had a Clark Griswold nightmare this week. The reason I put him up this weekend was because I don't really have another free weekend before Thanksgiving to get it done. So I needed to knock it out. Of course, I tested all the lights on the ground. I put them all up. Everything looked great. right? Yesterday, I go to flip on the lights to finish doing all the extra accoutrement, you know, the inflatables and all the other little lights I put up, you know, because I did the ladder thing, 32-foot, me and a 32-foot ladder, a short little Italian guy running around with a 32-foot ladder. It was feats of strength like you wouldn't believe. But so I go to flip the lights on to test everything, and half the strand on the top of the house is out. I'm like, oh, no way.
No.
So I go up to the top of the ladder. I put a staple, because I'm using the Clark Griswold staple gun, through the wire. And when I started jiggling, I pulled the staple out. Then all the lights went out in the entire set. So then I had to go back up on the ladder, rip all the lights down,
no.
put new ones up. It was I was losing my mind
more
yesterday.
More on this. Yes.
Yes.